Hank, numbers are flying through Florida's airwaves at top speed since this census report came out. Let's just take a breath, look at the important numbers and what they mean for us now and going forward.
Sure. The Orlando metropolitan area ranked second in Florida and amongst the top 50 in the United States with 50,000 new residents. Over half of them were in Orange County alone, pushing Orange County into one of the fastest growing counties in the whole United States. And this area, from Orlando, Orange County, over to Hillsborough County, it was the fastest growing area in Florida. It included Hillsborough, Osceola, Polk, and Hillsborough counties, all amongst the top 10 fastest growing counties in Florida. The Villages was the fastest growing metropolitan area in percentage terms, 5.4%, but it grew by 3,000 people. Nevertheless, it grew very rapidly, and I think what's particularly important about its growth is that it reflects what's happened more broadly in Florida. And what happened in 2013 to 14 is a surge of domestic migration, a lot of it retiree. So we see retiree migration pushing very fast growth in not only the Villages, but in Sarasota, Bradenton, and in Naples, and in Fort Myers, all the retirement areas. And Florida had some of the fastest growing areas in the country as a result. But also, we had very rapid job growth in Orange County, in the Orlando metropolitan area, and in Miami-Dade County. And it attracted a lot of labor force age people. And so each of those grew very rapidly.
So we have different flavors of population growth that are all coming together to make Florida so fast growing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in 2013-14, housing prices got high enough and home sales got good enough for the states east of the Mississippi River, which is where we draw most of our population, to unlock the ability of people to be able to sell those homes and move. And so we finally saw that, and we got a big boost of that domestic migration.
These numbers are making my head spin. So Florida has eclipsed New York as the third most populous state in the nation, right?
Right.
What does that mean for us?
It means a number of things. Obviously, it means more political power. It also means more economic power, because in Florida, one of the big things that our state does is provide retirement services. And so as we get this larger and larger block of people, they consume all kinds of things in the state, and they bring money in from outside into the state of Florida, and their tremendous support to the economy. But we've also seen a rebound in our construction and in other job-creating businesses, ranking Florida very high, not only in population growth, but also in job creation.
What does this mean for the immediate future?
Yeah, it's very positive for the immediate future, and here's why. It takes people time to move. So most of the people who moved to Florida in 2013 to 14 decided to move to Florida in 2012 and 2013. In other words, it takes 6 months to a year for somebody to move. So most of the people who are going to move to Florida in this calendar year, 2015, are already on the way. They made their decision last year based on economic conditions last year. So the data suggests that we will see an accelerating surge, because what we're seeing is the front end of the wave. And that's why these population numbers are so important for Florida. 2015 will be a great year. 2016 will be a great year. We won't see any slowdown probably at least until 2017.
So these brutal winters, are they going to help drive population as well?
Yeah, they are. You know, a long time ago, I wrote an academic paper about that. But yeah, it's a triggering event. People who are ready to move, it helps push them over the line to make that decision, make the commitment, put their house up on the market in Ohio and Syracuse, New York, and move to Florida.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.